Greetings, Deacon Chris here. Week 2 of our recorded devotions for Lent using this guide, A Story to Tell. I am going off of Monday, March 1st devotions. So if you have a book, follow along. If not, just take this in as part of your Lent journey. A reminder, like last week, we center us in a story to tell about Jesus in Mark. It unfolds as good news or gospel. It is called good news because Jesus' mission and ministry through healing and saving and restoring is unlike anything people who walked the streets with Jesus had ever experienced before. Jesus was filled with surprises, doing a new thing, and not with judgment and with fear, but with that urgent desire for wholeness and love. Suddenly, that favorite word in Mark, right? Mark wanted to get to the heart of it about Jesus. Let us lean into the pondering and the reflecting for this week. A reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32. Jesus also said, "What can we compare the kingdom of God, or with what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in the shade." Here's our reading. A quote to ponder from Frederick and Mary Ann Bressett, Spiritual RX. There is no end to the things that can awaken our wonder. From the majesty of the night sky to the smell of lilacs in the spring, to the turning of the leaves in the fall, a feast of epiphanies and astonishments in the daily round of our lives. Jesus' epiphany for us. Nature provides God functioning in surprise in our lives. Even just stepping outdoors on these late winter days and just breathing in the fresh air. This action in our lives through nature is vast and astonishing and surprising. Jesus speaks in awe of the kingdom of God, an extraordinary mystery. From a small and insignificant seed grows a magnificent shrub that provides shade. This image is not about science or horticulture. It is a profound celebration of the way that God's divine presence can be revealed in our lives. The mustard seed can even reflect the wonders of our own spiritual gifts. Stories of God's reign remind us that many surprises await us as we live faithfully in the love of Christ. Who helps you recognize the miracles of amazing grace that persistently appear in your life, even in seasons of struggle and doubt? Rejoice in the company of those who faithfully admire God's unceasing wonders. So here's a question for you. What images of God's divine presence do you encounter in day-to-day living? Think on these images. We all face struggle and doubt. After a year in pandemic, we're weary and we long for God to surprise us with amazing grace. It diminishes how much we miss things, how much we might be grieving time lost with loved ones. When's the last time you've seen some of your beloved, some of your favorite people, some of your dearest friends? Sometimes we anticipate those flashy surprises, right? The real obvious things. And then out of nowhere comes what we least expect right before our very eyes in the earthiness of our routines. Kind words, an invitation to go first. A text or a call, someone just rolling down their window as you walk by and say, "Hey, hello." It's so good to see you. I have missed you. How are you? Perhaps today is the day to thank someone for using their spiritual gifts to lighten your heart. Jesus' story of mustard seed comparisons intersects with our story as beloved children of God of wonder. The storing, restoring saga continues, and may we show up in one another's lives with acts small like mustard seeds, but they reflect God's vast and soul-filling grace. Let us pray. God of wonder and God of might, draw near and reveal to us the majesty of the little things you fill with holiness and grace, as we recognize what you are doing to heal and to save and to restore this broken world. Teach us to rejoice in the miracles of your love. Amen.